Morning. Very welcome to Holy Trinity Church this morning. And as you might have noticed, today you get five for the price of one. We are very blessed and have been very blessed over these last few days to welcome some new friends from the Lutheran Church in Denmark. They represent various churches and the deanery in Denmark, and we've been exploring over these last few days what it means to have a friendship together between our churches and perhaps our deanery. So we've been having some really good conversations about the structures of our different churches. We've been looking around the local area. We've been into school. They've been down Apedale Mine, so they've really got a feel for our community, what we're all about, and something of our history as well. And we have learned quite a lot from them. So we're going back and we're going to process everything that we've been talking about, thanking God for everything that's happened this weekend, and now exploring links and fellowship and study and prayer that we can enjoy for the future. So our four visiting pastors are going to be helping me to lead the service this morning. For the rest of our visitors, all the words are going to come up on the screen behind, so just make any response that's marked in bold print, please. And this is our Sunday where our children and young people will go out during the service, and they'll come back in at communion, and at the end we're going to have a time of sharing what we've been exploring together. Today is also Mothering Sunday, so we are celebrating mothers. We are celebrating all that is good about parenting, about family, about relationships. We're also thinking of the sad and the more difficult times, because for many people today can be quite a difficult day. So we pray for those without children. We pray for all those who might be struggling for whatever reason today. And we'll be thinking about them during our service. Just a couple of notices before we start. On Saturday, there is the sponsored walk for Christian Aid around Tittersworth Water. I've put details of that on the back of the newsletter. There's a sponsorship form on the table by the door, which is just going to be a common sponsor form for the church. If you're joining us on the walk, we'll meet by the White Pavilion near the entrance at about 9:45 on Saturday. That means we can all go round together, which I think is going to be something we'll really enjoy. And Holy Week and Easter are nearly upon us, and details of the services for that week are going to be released shortly. So, as our service begins today, we're going to stand and we're going to.
We praise you, our God, for all mothers who have loved and laughed and labored as they cared for their children.
Blessed be God forever.
We praise you, our God, for all mothers who have wept and sorrow and joy for their children.
Blessed be God forever. We praise you, our God, for Jesus, born of a woman and nurtured in her love. Blessed be God forever.
Let us call to mind our sin, our failure to value the love of others, and our failure to love as Christ loved us. Your love gives us life from the moment of conception. We fail to live as your children. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You call us to do good. We seek our own good. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You hear us when we cry for help. We ignore the cries of others. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God who loves us.
Praise God who cares.
God of love, passionate and strong, tender and careful. Watch over us and hold us all the days of our life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're now going to remain seated for our first reading.
The reading is taken from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the riverbank. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds, and she sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. "This must be one of the Hebrews' children," she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse your child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses, because she said, "I drew him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here's your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
May I speak and may we respond in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There are different traditions for celebrating Mother's Day or Mothering Sunday throughout the world. Different countries, different places do it in many different ways. And so Mothering Sunday has been reimagined many times during the years. It dates back from the days when servant girls in large stately homes were permitted one Sunday a year to walk back to their mother church and see their families. And now it's moved to be a celebration of mothers and grandmothers. And even being a mother too is something that's been reimagined. If you were to have heard a Mothering Sunday sermon in this country any time from about 1850 through to 1950, you would have heard something of an ode to an ideal way of being a mother. A woman who is always at home, waiting for her loved ones to need her, always gentle and thoughtful, distant from her own drives and passions in order to be the ultimate source of nurture and safety. And her only fault would be that she worried for others. She was the angel of the house. The imagination of what a mother was, what the ideal of womanhood was quite narrow at the time. And mothering has also changed dramatically within most of our lifetimes. In the 1970s, things began to change. Women stayed in their professions even after having children, and so the imagination of what could be began to be expanded in terms of what women could do. By the 1980s and 90s, this had become normal, even of those who stayed at home. Very few mothers felt that being a mother was their only vocation. And then we moved again to fathers being routinely involved with child rearing, and there were popular images of masculine men feeding a baby or rocking a baby to sleep. And so it expanded the possibilities for women even further. And in all of these ways, you would have thought we would have ended up with a broader definition of what being a mum would be. But what we found was just a series of new ideals that often contradicted each other. Mothers always seemed to be always to be seen as being unambitious and being at home. But now they became aspirational career people. Women were expected to be glamorous with perfect bodies at the same time as getting little more than a few hours sleep with a crying baby to look after. But what we found was that imaginations began to narrow. There were plenty of contradictory expectations to the point of real impossibility. Mothers, all mothers, constantly felt guilty that they weren't good enough. So what does Jesus have to say to mothers and to us all about mothering? Let's take our gospel reading. The first thing we see is that Jesus notices his mother from the cross. Even in the most painful, most challenging moment of his life, even in that moment when he is supposedly doing the most important act in the history of the universe, he notices his mother. It would have been particularly hard for Jesus to speak due to the suffocating nature of the crucifixion, pulling his body out of shape. And you can read in that gospel just how brief his words and his sentences were. He squeezes out at the last the things he really wants to say, the things that are too important to leave unsaid before he dies on the cross. And he uses some of those phrases to notice and to address his mother. But surely this is every mother's worst nightmare, standing helpless to intervene as your firstborn is dying alone and in agony. The connection of somebody that you've carried in your body, carried in your heart, but now you're experiencing everything that Jesus was experiencing, and it becomes too much to bear. A sword, a figurative sword, is piercing Mary's heart as she witnesses her son dying, even as a literal sword will shortly pierce Jesus' own heart. But she's refused to leave him, and he's refused to leave her. Jesus is present. He acknowledges, he sees, he knows, and he understands. This doesn't take the pain away by any means, but a sharing of pain can make it more bearable. When that's understood, we realize that we're not alone. Even in his moment of deepest agony, Jesus reaches out to stay connected to Mary. You could even say that Jesus is a maternal figure towards his own mother. Mary represents the Jewish people in John's Gospel, and here we see Jesus fulfilling his own prophecy. Jesus, in his most abandoned moment, is also most maternal as he gathers her up like a hen gathers her chicks. And what Jesus does with this conversation with his mother at the turning point of all history starts something that's completely new. Motherhood is always a miracle of newness. In some sense, every child that's born or raised under the care of others could be seen as a virgin birth. No parent can deliver all the components to make another human life. One of the most common experiences when a newborn baby is placed into the arms of somebody who is going to care for that child is a sense of wonder, a sense of awe, but also a sense of gratitude for that life. That's something we could not have made on our own. And the feeling is right, because every single human being is a gift from God. Every child has needed the spark of God to make the cells and the DNA of two people become a new human being with their own thoughts and ways of engaging with the world. But now Jesus does a new miracle. Mary finds that Jesus is with her, and she finds that there are other people with her too. There's seemingly a random collection of friends and family who show up. Maybe the people who are around her are not the people she would have chosen at a time of crisis like this. But in all of this, Jesus turns to her and says, "Woman, here is your son," indicating not to himself, but to John, the beloved disciple. And he turns to the disciple and he says, "Behold your mother." So while most of the other disciples had scattered in fear, Jesus gathers together those whom he loves under his wings. And this is more than a kind provision for his broken-hearted mother and also his friend. Jesus is starting something that completely reimagines what mothering and what family is all about. There's a lot of debate about when the church started. We mostly celebrated at Pentecost, when the disciples had gathered together and they were praying together, breaking bread, and sharing fellowship together. But there could also be a case to state that the start of the understanding of what church is, perhaps even the thing they gathered around, was when Mary and John and the women could behold the risen Jesus. So Jesus outlines a new way to think about family. In Jesus' imagination, a family is not just about biology. Our understanding about what it is to be related to one another becomes completely different. Mary and John are joined in a covenanted, committed relationship through Jesus. Quite often, we can feel a lack of connection towards a parent figure or even our children. Quite often, hearts are broken when people cannot have children for themselves, when people see their own children suffering. But all of us are a mother figure. All of us are that person who is capable of caring for and nurturing others. We can be a mother figure to another person. We can be that person who spreads their wings and gathers up people around us. We can do that through the influence that we have over other people, for the love, the friendship, and the fellowship that we have to share. Even for those of us who are not mothers, these symbolize the quality of what it is to be a mother. So all of us at heart are mothers, and for all of us, today is a day of celebration, as we celebrate that relating to others that we have as we celebrate the image of Mary and the disciple at the cross, entering into that relationship with Jesus. So if we're feeling a lack of connection to our mother or to our children today, Jesus is reaching out to us. If Jesus reached out to Mary from the cross, how much more is he reaching out to each of us, all of us, his family together, today as he sits in glory? Today is an opportunity to share our sorrows with Jesus. Maybe we're feeling at the end of ourselves today. We can come to Jesus, the mother who gathers and who creates new life. Who is near to you today, who Jesus might be inviting you to be a mother figure towards? Is there a mother on your street? Could there be a beloved child near you who you could reach out to with the love of Jesus? Most fundamentally, Jesus calls us, all of us, to reimagine with him what motherhood or what family can be. To turn on our imaginations to the possibilities that people of all genders in our lives might be more than they thought they were in the beginning. To hold that same wonder as we encounter other people, as we do when we hold a newborn child in our arms. Wonder that each person is a unique and a mysterious gift from God. But then to imagine with Jesus a wider concept of family, a family that has a place for all. And we are recognized in this family, not by birth, but by baptism. Some of the things that we have been sharing with our visitors from Denmark this weekend has been all about family, but also about friendship, realizing that we are all connected by the gospel. Even though our churches may express themselves differently, there is a deep-seated connection between us. It is the love that we have for each other, our communities, our friendship, and our relating together that symbolizes the love that Jesus has for each of us. And so our churches may have an opportunity to grow in towards being a family, growing into friendship and sharing with each other's, growing together in the gospel, but growing together by sharing in that love that extends through our family relationships. So blessed are us, blessed are we, not for the ideas of who we are, but we are blessed by God's invitation to be seen by Jesus for exactly who we are, to be gathered by Jesus, to discover others who will be family with us, for all of us to be held together with the same wonder with which we hold a brand new baby. Not for what that can do for us, but for the sheer wonder of together who we are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Praise God who loves us.
Praise God who cares.
We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you like to sit, please, for our intercessions? Helen Morris should have been leading our intercessions today, but unfortunately she's not very well today. So she's sent me through her prayers, which I'm going to read on her behalf. And the response to, Lord, in your mercy, is, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole church and the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. Loving God, we seek to make our home in you, where there is love and hope. As your children, we rejoice that you are father and mother to us, and our name is written on your hands. Lord, in your mercy. This Sunday falls just after International Women's Day on Friday, which calls for a world free of bias, stereotypes, and discrimination. We pray for communities gathered throughout the world today, for church leaders, for all women, men, and children who seek to know God's will and to do it. Let us make your churches safe and nurturing places where everyone can find their true home, where the lonely, the excluded, and the rejected may be welcomed, and where everyone can experience your unconditional love. We pray especially this Sunday for our visitors from Denmark. We hope that this is the start of a close bond between our churches, and we pray for your hand in guiding us how to take this forward. And we pray for their safe journey home to their churches and to their families. Lord, in your mercy. As we see the brokenness of the world, we pray for healing among the nations, for food where there is hunger, for freedom where there is oppression, for joy where there is pain, for peace among all your children. We pray that leaders are committed to creating a society of justice and peace, and together we can create and protect a better world. We think of our brothers and sisters across the world who face turmoil and conflict, at women's grief at burying husbands and brothers and sons, and we pray especially for your resolution in Israel and Palestine. We pray that the persecution of innocent people is brought to an end by peaceful negotiations towards a ceasefire. Just as a mother watches her children, you see the damage we do in your world. May your love strengthen us so that we can work to change ourselves and the world. Lord, in your mercy. This morning we pray especially for mothers and stepmothers, grandmothers, godmothers, and for all those women who have loved and laughed, wept and worked to care for others. Let us be a source of encouragement, support, and friendship for them as they courageously accept this inspiring responsibility. Bless all parents and all carers, and strengthen families living under stress. We think also of those children in our society who are neglected and abused by the very people who should be protecting them. We pray for the family lives of the nation upon which so much depends. We know good experience of family life leads to good family life in the next generation. May our homes be places of love, patience, and forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We recognize that for some this is a painful day entwined with loss and bereavement, not only due to childlessness, but also for lost children through early death, stillbirth, marriage, miscarriage, or termination. We remember those who want to be mothers but are unable, or those still wondering about a child placed for adoption. We pray that your Spirit will nurture, comfort, heal, and bless, bringing your wholeness to all who need it. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the very old, those living with serious illness, and for those who love them and struggle as they witness their loved ones' diminishing health and daily challenges. We pray for those struggling with mental health, that they can see life as a journey and that you can carry them where they fall. We pray for those lost in the addiction to drugs and alcohol. We bring before you all who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit, knowing that whatever times of suffering, anxiety, or confusion, your love is so intimate and faithful. It is stronger than any bond here on earth. We pray for our own King Charles as he faces his personal battle with cancer, and we now take a moment to name before God anyone we know who is in need of healing at this time. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we ask that all who are grieving the loss of a loved one, whether recent or in the past, that they will find comfort as you hold them in their sorrow. As we remember loved ones who have gone before us, grant that we may one day share with them in your heavenly kingdom. We remember all those whose year's mind occurs at this time. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, as we go out into this coming week, by your grace, may we be clothed in love, forgiveness, compassion, and humility. May our words and actions bring glory to your kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
With us. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Right, to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Lord God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever.
From the beginning, you have created all things, and all your works echo the silent music of your praise. In the fullness of time, you made us in your image, the crown of all creation.
You give us breath and speech that with angels and archangels and all the powers of heaven, we may find a voice to sing your praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Please be seated. How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embrace the people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Savior of the world. Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation, that they may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us in the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Remember, Lord, your church in every land. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace. Bring us at the last with all the saints to the vision of that eternal splendor for which you have created us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen.
As God's children and heirs with Christ, we cry in spirit, Abba, Father.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Come, your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word,
and I shall be healed.
Jesus, the Lamb of God,
have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace.
So, Holy Communion will be distributed from this table here at the front. If you'd just like to come, means of uniting us all, whether we're hearing the words and hearing and seeing the music in words of one language or another. There's something unifying about it. So our friends have agreed that they will sing a hymn in Danish for us this morning. They've also sent me through the English translation, so I've put that up on the screen for you. So if you're singing for us, would you like to stand?
Venus dia sole
herbatskull loft up elje blusa i pan i glöl fölgen salig jubel skönda lyset lander på verdens kyst. Jeg vil ånde luften i fulde drag, synge Gud en sang for den lyse dag. Som gav mig, når sol står op, selv at fylde morgen i sjæl og krop. At al mørkets vinder og sjæle vi, blot jeg trygt vil sige din vilje ske. O, at jeg tør favne dig, skære dig, kalde dig med navne min sjæls Lord.
Thank you very much.
Let us pray. Loving God,
you feed us in this sacrament, with the food and drink of eternal life. Help us, who have tasted your goodness, to grow in grace within the household of faith, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God,
we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies, to be a living sacrifice.
Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live
and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So I think our children have been quite busy in the hall this morning. So I hope they're going to share something of what they've been doing with their time this morning.
So we've had a great time, haven't we? What have we been doing? Does anyone want to come and help me? Come on, Mercy. So, do you remember what I said? That the children in Denmark are what? There are
brothers and sisters.
Yeah, so why are they our brothers and sisters? Because you've never met the children in these pastors' churches. So why are they our brothers and sisters? Can you remember?
Because they have the Father God.
Exactly. We share the same Father God, don't we? So we've made some beautiful cards, which when the paint dries, we will be presenting to each of you pastors to take back for your churches with all the handprints. Can you see your handprint, Mikkel? It's there. For your children, with some messages from our children to your children. So we must give them to you later. And Mercy, what have you made here? Perhaps Kate, would you like to come and explain?
Mercy, what did you and I do? We were making a, can you remember?
Nip-napper.
Yes, we were. And it was a nip-napper for friendship. And it has Union Jack, and it has the Danish flag, and you were so good at spelling UK and DK. And if I take two, can we show them how it goes? Yeah, because in here we have The Little Mermaid by Hans Christian Andersen, and we have Oliver Twist. So it goes hands by hands, and what do we have here? Kippers and Danish bacon. And what do we have here? Yeah, we have songs and My Little Lighthouse. It's your favorite song. And from Denmark, I'm a Barbie Girl. and we have made, yes, it was the little Oliver Twist and the little Mabel. Yeah, exactly. And we have a Danish pastry and an English good day's buns. So, it's a friendship. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Can you do this for friendship? Yeah, high five.
Thank you. Was that really, I'm a Barbie girl? Did I hear that correctly? Right, that's going on the list for next Sunday. And so as we come to say our next prayer, we are going to distribute plants and flowers. We not only celebrate motherhood, we celebrate care. We celebrate us all, recognizing that we are all one people under one God. We share the gift of love that each of us has for each other. So if you're able to pass these symbols around now. I think Lila and Mim are going to go and help Fiona. Do take an extra bunch of flowers or a plant, perhaps give them to a neighbor or a friend, somebody who may be on their own today, somebody who might be feeling a little bit broken today, and just remind them of the love that God has for each one of us. Praise God who loves us. For the care of the family, for love, for patience when tested, for love when tired, for hope when despairing, for service without limit. Would you all like, please, to stand? Have we been practicing the next song in the hall? Okay. So perhaps some of our children and young people might like to come forward to show us the actions for this song. I think most of you will already know the words. And together we are going to sing, Our God is a Great Big God. There you go, you get the full gamut of international experience and participation. Thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you so much for taking part in our service today. It's not easy to do when English is not your first language and you're not used to how things might be done in the Church of England, but I think we are even more blessed by having this sense of international cooperation and friendship and understanding and fellowship together. We have got a bring and share lunch available in the church hall after the service, and there will be some time to get to know our visitors before, unfortunately, they leave us to take the plane home, but they do so with our love, our friendship, and our prayers, and we really look forward to getting to know each other more fully as the time goes. Perhaps we'll have some photos taken afterwards that we can display here and you can take back to Denmark as well, just to show something of what we've been sharing together this weekend. And so we just remain standing for the blessing.
Praise God who loves us.
Praise God.
Praise God who cares.
May God, who gives birth to all creation, bless us. May God, who became incarnate by an earthly mother, bless us. May God, who broods as a mother over her children, bless us. May Almighty God bless us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen.